In Northwest news on KPLU, playoff talk is heating up once again for the Super Bowl champion Seahawks. Their biggest game of the season is this Saturday against the first-place Cardinals in Arizona. Sports commentator Art Thiel and KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick discuss what's at stake.
Art, let's start by explaining why this is such a big game.
This is the battle between the two best teams in the NFC West. Arizona is 11-3. The Seahawks are 10-4. A win by Seattle would tie the teams, but the Seahawks would have the tiebreaker over Arizona because they beat them in November 19-3 in Seattle. So those are the stakes. It doesn't guarantee the NFC West because there's some permutations that we don't have enough time to get into that could happen in the subsequent final week of the season that might deny a championship, but it's pretty remote. So for all intents and purposes, this is for the NFC West. And the additional potential virtue is if the Seahawks can finish with one of the two best records in the NFC, they draw a first-round bye. And that's so important this time of year when you can rest injured players and perhaps get them back. That is the route the Seahawks went last year when they did the best possible thing that a playoff team can do, which is win the division, get home field advantage with the number one seed, and get that bye, and then have two home games. So that's what they're aspiring to do this time, and they've got a reasonable shot when we thought 3 or 4 weeks ago they were really out of luck and may not even make the playoffs.
That's right. Well, they are 7-point favorites in Sunday's game, and that's kind of odd for a road team playing a team with a slightly better record.
Yeah, it is remarkable, but that shows how vulnerable the odds makers think the Cardinals are because they have the third-string quarterback going. A guy named Ryan Lindley is going to lead them because the other two quarterbacks, Carson Palmer and Drew Stanton, have been injured in the last month. A month ago, this guy was on the practice squad of the San Diego Chargers, and now he's starting in the biggest game for the franchise in the last 5 years. That's the last time they were in the playoffs. They've done a remarkable job at surviving injuries up to this point, but I think a lot of fans and a lot of odds makers are looking at this as the game where the Arizona luck runs out. They looked pretty bad last month when the Seahawks beat them 19-3, and they look vulnerable now again, and I think that's why the Seahawks are a 7-point favorite, because they've got the weak quarterback going against the number one ranked defense in the NFL. The Seahawks have done it again for the second year in a row. It's a remarkable streak the Seahawks have had. If they again are number one, that will be 3 years in a row, the first time in over 40 years that an NFL team has had the number one defense 3 straight years.
Oh, in addition to Seattle's great defense, the Cardinals have a strong defense as well, but both teams are struggling offensively.
Yes, and the Seahawks' big worry is protecting Russell Wilson. The last time they played, Wilson was sacked 7 times. Now, when he stayed upright, he did well. He completed 17 of 22 passes, but the Seahawks have several injuries on the front line. Russell Okung has a bruised lung. Max Unger, the center, has a sprained ankle, and just recently, J.R. Sweezy, the right guard, sat out practice Wednesday with a sprained ankle. So they're a little vulnerable, especially at the right tackle spot, because there's a rookie, Justin Britt, who's still starting despite the fact that he's been getting beat a lot. And this is the worst defense possible for a rookie to face because Arizona is ferocious in the pass rush. A lot of drama in the matchups between the two offenses, but I think there's probably going to be a little edge to Seattle.
So you think it's going to mainly be about field goals, but that the Seahawks will prevail?
I think the Seahawks will be lucky to get one touchdown, but I think they will, and I don't think the Cardinals are going to get any. I'm saying Seattle 13, Arizona 9.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.